the nekud of caring and listening and watching somebody and being there with somebody is like brought out what it could mean, what it could look like if we would listen to our friend's journey and like and be there. We would literally be tired and exhausted, and the more that we could actively and take part and be clearly in his side and on his team, I could visualize in fandom what it would look like, what that would feel like after. The closer we are to that, the more obviously it impacts the other person. He has a sense, you are with me. You are with me. Whoa, you're on my team. That sense of listening. I have watched guys here who have this capacity. I watched Ray Russ for years. The way he listens and absorbs somebody's pain and somebody's story, literally feeling it and experiencing when he's tired, like he played a game. It feels like this. It feels like this. It's exhausting. I'm physically tired. I'm supposed to drive. Johnny and I are driving somewhere. I'm exhausted. And I get it now, what Ray Russ feels like after he listens. There are times we can relate to that, where we listen well and hear. I'm not talking about the art of, like, you hear. You're listening. So I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about that you're listening that with vested interest. You're listening like a fan. Every, like, the loose, who's it off? Every made shot. The free throw line, my stomach hurts because he's at the free throw line worried. So it's tension, it's exhausting. I'm sweating from the experience. That's what it means to be a good listener to a guy's story. And it's just a matter of letting ourselves feel, letting ourselves be there. We all have such for ourselves. I speak for myself, I don't speak about you. I have protective measures for myself not to feel. We're good at it, excellent, I'm a king at it. And it's easy to not feel your own stuff and to hide and block out your own pain. And then was certainly good at it with other people. And you could hear and you could listen. You say, I'm a good listener. You could listen for 10 hours a day. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the listening of somebody like you watched the game. That you were in remarkable interest in every play and it matters to you and there's a vested interest. That's like an active listener. But it's putting your emotions, your feelings, it's bringing it all to what's being said, to what's being experienced. That's a different kind of listener. I speak about, he's not here, Ari Eisenberg. I talk about the listener. That's what I mean, a good listener. A person could sit there like and just listen, but I'm totally with you. We weren't just watched the game, but the players can feel it matters. When they're very tired, there's no question. We've all played ball. The crowd's defense, but you're like we're rooting for you. If we've said nothing, we're saying something. There's an intensity and a sense people are with me. That's very, 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 very powerful. It gives you extra strength. It gives you more. So that's what it means to be a listener, to really hear somebody's story, to be a shemeya. That's what we're talking about. I watched Shlomo bring it. It seemed like every big rebound, Shlomo came out and ran out with it. We're not gathered at Musavad to handle basketball. The Midas Tavis and the perseverance. Shlomo last year at the beginning of the season didn't play a lot. Stuck with it, was part of things, was a good teammate, cheered on. He hit a game, huge shot last year and got more play. And this year he's a starter, contributing, involved with Midas Tavis, with sensitivity. Really, really, the court is the court. Midas and things, you don't turn off and turn on. Yisrael Winter, we were down big two games ago, and he played strong till the end. I saw that. That's the same midah in life. You don't behave different in different avenues in your life. The way you show up to things is how you show up to things. And a guy who's down by a lot and keeps playing hard, there's a value to that. There's a value in every aspect of your life. In every area, things, life is serious, attributes are serious. The midah that he's locked in and in there, Shlomo's midah that he stuck to something that he could have quit, could have said, I don't want this anyway. No, I'm interested in this. The perseverance you showed and show, that comes along with you to every, that is us. That's nothing to do with basketball. That's us. That's who we are. That's what you'll bring to raising a beautiful family. That's what you'll bring to all the vicissitudes of life, all the challenges. A sense of I'm in, I'm not going anywhere. Yisrael, what Yisrael Winter brought in a game we're losing by a lot, and he's playing hard, is you'll have a lot of times in your life you're losing by a lot, I promise. And you'll bring, it's interesting, when I left the Mir Yeshiva, there's a Yid Rav Yaakov Moshe Katz, a Yid many of us appreciate a lot. I was zayichet to a shaykhis, to this Talmud Chacham and Tzaddik, this very, very big person. And my relationship to him was, I was zayichet. I'm going to T4. It's one of, I want to come after 120 and get, ask for Samaylum Abba. I was zayichet to start a shir. It's amazing Hashem puts you in the right place at the right time. A little schnooky me running around, playing a little ball. And then I meet this tzaddik and I wanted to hear a shir from him. And I asked him and I started his shir. Together with a friend, we started his shir in our dorm. Today it's a shir for dozens of years now, since we started his shir, Baruch Hashem now, for 30 years. He's saying shir 30 years, hundreds of Talmidim, and it's a big shir. It's Hashkachas Hashem, Hamechin Mitzad Egover, Hashem puts you in the right. I don't know why I asked him to start a shir, because I wanted to be cool. I thought it was fun. I don't know why I did. But Hashem put me in the right place at the right time. When I was leaving the mirror, so he spoke at my Suas Preda. That alone was like a big head. I was not worthy that he should speak there or big enough, but the vart was that big people have tremendous hakaras hatov. So I get like special treatment from this tzaddik because I was at the right, Hashem put me at the right place at the right time. So he spoke in my Suas Preda. I only spoke to him Torah and Ruchnius. I never spoke sports. That he knows I'm a sicko and competitive on the court. I is not, and he doesn't talk chayil. It wasn't like other guys were like schmoozing with him. He's somebody who's a big pirish. He's not busy with divrei chayil. That's not what he's busy with. And at my Suas Preda, he said, I don't know till today. It says, Said Hashem Liyareyev. Hashem tells secrets to those that are close to him. Those that are aware of Hashem, he tells secrets. I assume it's Begeder Said Hashem Liyareyev. Those that should know, Hashem makes them know. And he speaks about my competitive nature. And it's not even like I could say that he saw it in the Beis Medrash. I was so competitive. I can't say that same competitive. I definitely didn't show it to him. And here, on the court, I'm competitive. And at my Suas Preda, he says, he called it the Koyach HaNitzach, and I didn't know about threes at the time. I didn't know, I might be a wing three, I might not be, I'm a Supik. But I definitely have a lot of Netzach, which is competitive nature. It's one of the Midos of Hashem. And we all have different anagram, different spheres, different strengths, different. We all have all of them in us, but a different balance of. He spoke about an imbalance of competitiveness, and he said that that midah of netzach is very, very important, and you'll use it in every aspect of your life. Now, I want to say that all I was thinking of is how in the world does he know I'm competitive? I never once, he's not shaykh to ball, never heard I'm playing ball. He was a ball player and he was young. He is a big pirish, and here he hears I'm competitive. And you could say he heard the hack. He's cool, I tell you. I was with my friends. Nobody walked up and said, Kalish on the court. He made fun of me. Maybe today, at the time, he wasn't. So where did he know that I was so competitive? I don't know. But he said, use that same midah in life. And when he said it, I can't say that I knew everything he's talking about. And I was more busy saying, how does he know I'm so competitive? And I could tell you today that many situations of life, you feel the same midah kicking in. In many times when you would give up on something, you feel a competitive nature. No way. No way. You feel it kicking in. It's the same energy, the same netzach. No chance. When you're losing to the Yetzer Hara, when you fall, when you make mistakes, and all different things in your life, when you have reasons to opt out, midas play, they work everywhere. They're not, it's not like on the court he's this, and business he's this, and the base match. There's one human being, there's one us. And the way we show up all around. So to see Shlomo persevere and put in is a beautiful sight. I'm not calling it practice for other things. I'm talking about Amida. Amida is you. So it's tremendously, tremendously appreciated to see that. I want to welcome, we're Zeicha today, to have Yid I just being Zeicha to meet. But I want to say that the Rosh Hashiva of Lake, Rabbi Yerucham's son is here. Rabbi Yerucham Olshin is your father, correct? Rabbi Yerucham is somebody that I've, like the rest of Klal Yisrael, we're learning his svarim. Klal Yisrael has princes, and he's a prince in Klal Yisrael. The midas, the clarity, the Torah itself is beautiful and clear. It reflects the person. So it's a schos to have Rabbi Yerucham's son. I'm sure l'chulam b'shem yisikro. I'm sure yichus matters. Yichus matters. It matters where people come. Don't put down yichus ever. Yichus matters where we come from. We all come from Avraham Avinu. It's a big deal. Yichus matters. And the person himself clearly is a special person. So I want to welcome Rabbi Olshin to the yeshiva. Welcome here. I want to study a few words in Parshas Yisrael. We're not going to have this chus to be together, Parshas Yisrael. It is the parsha of Kabbalah Satira. This is the culmination, the climax of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We got out of Mitzrayim to receive our Torah, our precious Torah. And we got out of Mitzrayim to receive the Torah. And certainly we'll have another chance tomorrow we'll learn more. I want to seemingly focus on I don't want to say a side point in Parshas Yisrael. It's always complicated in shul. When you come to a parsha, there's like, it's the parsha of Yetzias, a parsha of Kabbalah Satira, the parsha of Aseres Hadibros. Do you like then speak, you speak about a side point, you know, the parsha of Az Yashir, you want to hand to the tzibur the heart and soul of the parsha. And then it has a lot of anaf membranch. Rav Asher Yehli speaks about that in a sugya, that there's a heart to every sugya, and then there's branches. You want to make sure to get the essence of the sugya. You don't want to miss that. So here, maybe as a lead-in, I want to speak about a part of the parsha that Yisrael gives advice to Moshe Rabbeinu. He joins his son-in-law in the Midbar, and he gives advice. Klal Yisrael is lined up day and night to speak to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's fascinating. The whole scene is Vayar Chosin Moshe's Kosho Oiselam. Moshe, the father-in-law of Moshe, sees what he does for the nation, and he says, "Ma davar hazeh asher atoise? What are you doing, La'am? What are you doing to the nation?" It's so fascinating. The one who helped us, who was the conduit, who was the shliach Hashem. Vayaminu b'Hashem uv'Moshe Avdoi, who was involved, Hashem sent him as the messenger to help take us out of Mitzrayim. It's Kulay Hashem, but Hashem megalgalin z'chus al yedei Zakai, and Moshe took us out. And Klal Yisrael is busy day and night trying to speak to Moshe, frustrating. People are sitting day and night, so frustrating. All day and all night waiting to speak to Moshe. And it's like, you can imagine and feel people's frustration. They're standing al Moshe min ha-boikar from day to morning till night, waiting for a word with Moshe. And Yisrael sees this. And he asks, why are you doing this? Ma davar hazeh asher, what are you doing? He watches the scene of everybody waiting to speak to Moshe. And he says, what are you doing? Yisrael says, what are you doing? He comes with fresh eyes. Why are you sitting alone? And chol ha'am nitzav alacha, the whole nation is hovered above you, mibaykrat erev, from morning to night. What is going on? And Moshe Rabbeinu responds, ki yovi elayam lidre shalikim. Moshe explains what they're there for. I'm very fascinated that Yisrael didn't know why they were sitting by Moshe. I'm very fascinated that Moshe responds. Then Yisrael criticizes again. It's very interesting. What was his first question? What was Moshe's response? Then he criticizes again. It's one of my homeworks for myself this Shabbos. I don't know the answer. Because interesting, Moshe Rabbeinu states the obvious. He says, what are you doing? Well, they're coming to ask me questions. Duh. I mean, if you're there, Yisrael didn't observe that. He observed, he watched, he saw, he heard people asking questions. He says, what are you doing? And the whole is needs of a lechem, baikrat erev. The Moshe like Captain Obvious. Moshe Rabbeinu says, they're asking me questions. When they have a machlaikis, I judge. I teach them the chut. There's something so literal. I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu explains what they're there. Yisrael saw why they were there. And then Yisrael repeats again, it's not good what you're doing. Amazing. To come a fresh new one, Yisrael is fresh, good new eyes, and he says, it's not good what you're doing. Very fascinated that he said the first time, what are you doing? Moshe explains, they're asking me questions. I saw. I don't know, I believe Neder will work on this over our break. I don't know the first back and forth between Yisrael and Moshe, but Moshe Rabbeinu explains, and Yisrael shoots back, it's not good what you're doing. Now he says, Novel tibol gamata gama umazer shimach. You're going to get worn out, and so will the people. Ki kave mimcha adaver, it's too heavy for you. Leisucha laseyu levadecha, you can't do it. You can't do it alone. Thank you, Yashka. You can't do it alone. Leisucha laseyu levadecha. You can't possibly do it alone. It's a mistake. I want to talk and learn together, Rabbi Say. I want to learn seven words. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. This day, I want to learn seven words together, and I think we can get places in our lives. Why? Why? Listen to these seven words that intrigue me, and these I want to study now. The other question I'd like to ponder over Shabbos, this question I want to study now. Yisrael says to Moshe, it's not good, like Toiv Adavah Shatraisa. I'm not masking, it's not Toiv. What have we studied many times in the yeshiva? What's Toiv? Connection. What's Lo Toiv? Lack of connection. Lo Toiv Eyos Adam Levadai. It's not saying it's not good to be alone. Lo Toiv! You want to know what Lo Toiv is? Eyos Adam Levadai. It's not good to be alone. Not good. A human being's basic, if you listen to anybody, I don't care what their story is. The deepest story of every single person is I am lonely. I don't care what traumas, all the traumas are only an expression of I am lonely. It's not good to be alone. We're born for connection. Interesting that Yisrael says, it's not toiv. A world of connection, everybody's waiting for a connection to you and can't get it. It's not good what you're doing. That has to be a different system that people can connect and relate. They're trying to connect to Hashem. They're trying to connect to Hashem through a tzaddik. They need more people they could speak to. It's not good what you're doing. The world of connection, of Lay Taiv. We say Taiv Lahaydeh Slashem, like it's good to eat pickles, it's good to thank Hashem. Taiv Lahaydeh Slashem is the essence of good. It's very good to thank Hashem. It's also good to win a good varsa. It's excellent. Taiv is defining. Taiv is the ultimate connection is gratitude, is appreciation. Taiv, the greatest Taiv in the world, is the appreciate Hashem. Could you imagine you win a good game? People come to our campus, the middle of Connecticut, friends, camaraderie, geschmack. That's tight. It's wonderful. And you're filled with appreciation. Gratitude connects you. The way you're connected to your wife, you have a chasna, and the real way of connecting to your spouse is gratitude. That's the place that people connect. So appreciative. I appreciate you. There's closeness. There's kerva. There's a closeness in appreciating somebody. Thank you so much, Sully. There's a closeness. Appreciate it. I appreciate you. Thank you. You get water, you have water. It's good to have water. You appreciate, you get a person. You don't get the water, you get Sully. Your wife gives you supper, you had supper. If you appreciate it, you have each other. Forever. You have each other. It says a ben oilam abba zamakir toiv. It says a saimach gula tvila tzakar satoiv. A ben oilam abba. Ben oilam abba doesn't mean you're going to God oilam abba. Ben oilam abba means you're an eternal person. A ben oilam abba is gratitude. You're forever if you have gratitude. You're close forever. You have feelings to somebody. You're connected to somebody. You're a ben oilam abba. You're an eternal person if you have gratitude. You're close to somebody. You don't just get things, you get people, you get relationships, you have connection. We're born for that. So he says, it's not good what you're doing. But now listen what he says. These are the seven words, Matis, I want to study today. He says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Yisrael says, Novel Tibol, you're going to get worn out. Gama to you, Gama Mazesh or Imach, the nation that's with you also. This system's going to wear you out. It's very interesting that he doesn't say they're not going to have connections. They were going to connect to Moshe. It's not a matter of time. You could speak once a day, once a year. They were waiting all day, and they'll have their time with Moshe. He doesn't say, interesting, you won't get connection. They'll get connection. It's interesting. He just said it's a bad system. You're going to get worn out from such a system, and so are the people. Now, why would you... Moshe Rabbeinu's Mida is the humblest human being who ever lived. That's a pasuk in the Torah. God says he's the un of Mikol Adam. He's the most humble human being who ever lived. Why would you tell Mr. Humble... If you know anything about a melech, Moshe Rabbeinu is considered a melech of Klai Sol Halacha. The Mida of a melech is Lismi Garmei V'lei Klum. There's no self. Do you know a melech's not let it be Michael his covered? He can't say, People stand up for the melech, he's mechoyev to insist everybody stands up for him. You think like he's not allowed to be meichel, like he can't, he has to enforce his honor. The melech's mechoyev to make sure his honor, he doesn't own anything. He might even feel like, okay, let it go. No. You wonder that I always, Yaakov Avinu bows to Yosef. Why didn't Yosef HaTzadik be meichel? It says, Talei be'idnei sagilei, a fox in his time bowed to him. Why didn't Yosef tell Tata, don't worry? It's awkward. Your father bowing to you is not a good feeling. Why didn't Yosef HaTzadik send him? Because he's not allowed, by the way. Yosef HaTzadik was a melech. Some hold he's considered the melech of Klal Yisrael. It's a big shayla. There's such raid on Yosef. That's a good shayla. Was Yosef called the melech of Klal Yisrael when he came to Mitzrayim? There's room to bring this raya. Had he let his father bow to him? It's a good shayla. Somebody could do research on this. But at least he was the second in command in Egypt. A king can't be Meichel's honor. He's not allowed. Melech shemeichel akvayden kvayden machel. It's not his. So Moshe Rabbeinu's a spitz of less megar mevelei klum. Moshe Rabbeinu is so not selfish. He's a melech. That's the mead of a melech. That's the mead of a humble human being is not to be about self. Did Yisrael like misunderstand his son-in-law? You come to your son-in-law, who's the most humble human being in the world, and a melech be Yisrael. And the mid of a melech is lismigar mevelei klum, selfless. Not about me. Levava levava am, his heart is the heart of the nation. Belongs to the people. You tell him, Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to get worn out. Does he care? Novel tibol gamata. Do you know how to talk to your son-in-law? Just tell him it's not good for the people. Now you're talking. To a Moshe Rabbeinu, you say, Novel Tibol Ha'amazesh or Imach. The nation can't handle this. You don't tell Moshe Rabbeinu it's not good for you. The first thing he tells him is, Novel Tibol Gamata. You as well, Gamata. I have a suspicion. I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to. I'm not great at diktuk. I'm working on it, and I'm not great at it. The gamata strikes me also. Novelty bolata gamamazed. The gamata is very interesting to me. I think what we're going to discuss might answer it, but that I need more work. The gamata. But he says novelty bol gamata. The gam is ata. First of all, the gamata, you as well, but he starts with Moshe. You know, sometimes somebody tells you something and clearly doesn't know you. clearly doesn't know you and tells you something, take you a certain story, I'm not going to say it over, but sometimes you have a story, somebody tells you something, and like, that's... I thought that I'm saying it, he's right. Reb Dan Segel says, if you think of a story during a speech, you say it, tough luck, I'm saying it. I was at a chasna, and a guy came over, a yeshiva man, and it was a chasna of Waterbury guys, and he runs over and he says, like abruptly, like, I need attention to what? You just give attention to, he has them, us, we. You know, wait, what about me? I'd rather, I saw him, he regrets saying it. I didn't leave him alone the whole wedding. It was funny. It was like a misread of a person. I don't care if you're Hasidish, Litvish, or a Sheshiva, struggling. I'm not so in that matzav. There's no industry called Kirov. If you don't greet a fellow Rebbe and Yeshiva with warmth, I don't want to hear you're a warm Yeshiva. If you're not warm, if a Satmar Chassid shows up, if a visiting Rosh Yeshiva doesn't get hugged, don't tell me you hug somebody struggling. You're a fraud. There's no like institution of Kirov. Here we're nice. If you're not nice to a Rosh Yeshiva, a Satmar Chassid, a Rebbe, a Rebbetzin, don't hug her. But whatever, each person, if it's not across the board, so it's funny he ran over like, well, I'm a yeshiva guy, I don't need warmth. So can I give you a hug? Like, I don't know. He needed a hug, trust me, more than any kid I ever met. He needed a hug. But a guy like sizes up. Like, did Yisrael get Moshe Rabbeinu? Did he understand him to tell Moshe you're going to be exhausted? Does that resonate by Moshe? But there's the Torah HaKadosh speaking. Every word is emes, is the metzius. Moshe's told you'll be worn out. That's so interesting to me. Novel tibol gamata. Novel tibol means to be worn out. This will wear you out. You're talking to Moshe, you'll be worn out. There's a Maisa, there's a Musar story through Rabbi Yisrael Salanter that every intelligent person has to know about. And I want to talk about this today with the Chevra. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter taught his Talmidim to be selfless. That was like Levi, that was like a basic of what he taught. His students cared about others. He pounded it, selfless, about the Zulas. Rabbi Yisrael once asked his Talmidim, where in this city can I get the best steak? Talmidim are looking at him. They were the biggest prushim. They were barely, they weren't Olam Hazenix. And he's like, where could I get the best steak? He was faharing his Talmidim. I was in Manhattan with the guys the other day this week. So I asked guys, like, find out where we can get a good bite, where we can get something geschmack. Rabbi Yisrael asked his Talmidim, where can we get a good steak? They're all looking at him, they're looking around. There was nobody in the room who knew where you can get a good steak, I promise. Where's the best chalant in Lakewood? Like, there was nobody in the room who knew. And Rabbi Yisrael gave it to his Talmidim. He said, I never meant that you shouldn't be in Toilam Azeh for others. For yourself, don't be. For the other guy, how do you not know what the best piece of meat is? Avraham Avinu knew Mamish, the choicest meat for his guests. Don't be in Toilam Hazanek for you. For your mishpacha, you don't know how to do it. One day you're going to have a wife, child, you don't know how to take care of Gishmak. I don't know these things. Shame on you. For yourself, don't know these things. For your wife's dress, you're not going to know styles. Your daughter, your son, you're not going to know what he needs. I'm not into this. Shame on you. Rabbi Yisrael was very, very, gave them shtark. He trained Talmidim to be about the next person. And his Talmud, Reb Itzel, I won't say his last name, it will ruin the story. I almost said it. Stick, say, that must be Siyata Deshmaya because I listened to Reb Dan Segel. I came like to, what? Thank you. Good. Reb Itzel Blaser. Each time I say it's dangerous. You feel like during Sphere, you're always convinced when you say a Shira that you're going to say what day of the Omer is? The whole Sphere, you're like. So, like, here, this will bust the whole story if I say Reb Yitzchak Blaser, the student Reb Yisrael Salanter, was offered a job to be the Rav in St. Petersburg. and he was offered a job. There were 1 million Yidden. It was one of the biggest shtelas in the world. He was 25 years old. Usually the Rav was a 60-year-old. He was a precocious youngster. And at 25, he was offered like the great shtela. 1 million Yidden were going to be under his jurisdiction to impact. 1 million. Just the neighboring place, there were a lot of Yidden. Some from, less from. Challenges. He can impact, inspire. Remember, he's been trained by his Rebbe to do for Yenim, to think about Yenim, and now he's offered a possibility of helping 1 million Yidden. And he goes to his Rebbe, Rebbe Yisrael, and he says, what do you think, he has, as he goes to his Rebbe, should I take the job? He obviously had studdim. I can only imagine that studdim, I'm 25, there are people better than me. If I give now, maybe I could grow and give more. I can imagine like all different studdim. Rabbi Yisrael answered him, Shmuley, in a way that's like, should we listen to what Rabbi Yisrael said? It's like mind-blowing. It's weird, and you need to study what Rabbi Yisrael said, and that's what we're going to learn today. So Rabbi Yisrael asked his Rebbe, should I take the shtela? Remember, a guy called me up, that he was offered a job to teach in a girls' school. He said, I'm scared out of my brains. He's a man. He said, Rebbe, I'm scared to take it. He needed parnassa. Should I teach in a girls' school? So I remember I told him, I'm not comparing Rebbe Yisrael, but lahavdil, lad hadolus. But he asked, should I take the job in the girls' school? He said, I'm scared out of my wits. I said, if you weren't scared, you for sure shouldn't take it. Vada, you're not allowed to take it. You're scared, let's talk. He didn't end up taking it, but you're scared, let's talk. You're scared, so then you're aware, we could talk. So he asked Rabbi Yisrael, should I take this job or not? Rabbi Yisrael said to him, he said, Rav Etzel, your strength is you're a good davener. You've always been a davener. You're a mardik, a davener. Does this help your davening or hurt your davening? What? I can help 1 million Yidden. And he asked his Rebbe, who only taught him, to help the next one. And he said to him, I can help 1 million people. And he said, Yisrael, you're a davener. Does it help your davening or hurt your davening? That's the shaila. Does it help my davening or hurt my davening? That's why I should or shouldn't take this job. Shui, it's like a pillar. The story is glorious and needs to be studied, and I want to study it now. What's going on? Does it help your davening or hurt your davening? So listen to this, Chever. Any topic under the sun that you speak about, do you know any single midah you speak about in the world has its counter? If I talk about zrizus, alacrity, functioning with zrizus, there's always, in every crowd of 100, there's one nudge. Every crowd of 100 has a nudge. We're less than 100, I don't see one nudge. But 100 people, there's always a nudge. We're right at the border. Okay, there's no nudge. If another guy walks in, don't judge him. But every... It wasn't. Sweet came. Excellent. In every crowd of 100, there's a nudge. What would a nudge do in a speech about alacrity, about zrizus? He'll always ask, and he always has ways of couching it, what about mesinus? What about being deliberate? You want to wring his neck. He waits online, novelty, but like a long line, and he's smugly. You can call him or her out. You know who the guy is before. They're waiting online. Everybody has a good kasha teretz. The guy says, what about mesinus? What about being deliberate? You give a speech on mesinus, that same guy's waiting online. He's online. You give this gorgeous speech to places like Mamish, you hit home, being deliberate. The guy waits, she waits, or he waits, gets their turn, says, what about alacrity? You want to like, oh, you just said a shear, you're tired, you traveled, and you're made this, you are challenged. Any single midah you speak about has the opposite thing. Now, the reason you don't speak, you know that when you speak. When you speak about alacrity, about zrizus, you know there's something called mesinus. You obviously feel that you want to... people think balance means that I take both. It's not what it means. Balance is not you have some of both, 50-50. Balance is you have each 100%. Balance is you have zrizus to the end of the world. You have mesenus to the end of the world. Don't ever, I give you advice, when you speak, don't speak about both sides of the coin, even though you know the annoying guy is going to come to you. I can stop the annoying guy. I want to, shouldn't talk that. He's hard when he comes and asks it. So you can chop him off. You can get him not to come up. It's like he waits the whole speech. At the end of the speech, you're like, get him. You're like, and I know that. He's like, oh, he's waiting the whole speech, like the pounds. And you just say, I know there's the other side. I'm talking about this side. Don't do it. Don't do it. If you spoke about balance, you taught nothing. I find this, I'm telling you, I don't think it's good advice. Because you wanted, you felt the world needed to hear about alacrity, about zrizus. Bring it on. You know there's the opposite, but you wanted to speak about it. You want to bring this. Tomorrow you talk about mesenus. You'll add that kayach to the world. When you talk about both, you only bring 50% alacrity. You're a fire for alacrity today. You're on fire. You're acting with alacrity, about alacrity, if you will. You're on fire with this. Bring it. As if there's no other side, because you want to bring this thing here. When you start saying, and you start like, you put yourself in a pretzel and you teach nothing. This is my own, I don't have a right to this. Don't take this, Allah l'maish m'sinai. It's a sense of mine. If you want to teach something, teach it. The guy will come, they'll say, what about the other side? You talk about friendship, a guy will say, what about independence, levada? You talk about levadai, what about friendship? You talk about levadai, being from within. Guys, I thought you're supposed to connect. Loi taiv. Oh. All of Yiddishkeit is balanced, called davar v'ifuchai, the thing and its opposite. I'm trying to bring an energy of this here. Somebody's thinking how in this speech you can come over at the end. How do you like do the opposite of balance? Good luck. But there's no nudge amongst us. Come up and ask. And if you be a nudge, tough luck on the speaker. Tough luck. Be a nudge, just be you and ask what bothers you. Guys, not let a bully. If I stop one person from waiting online for any speaker, I wait online for the speaker. I'm most speakers bully. I'm most people speakers nudge, I should say. So don't let me bully you. So I have a kasha on a Mishnah. A Mishnah broke my advice, Yehuda. You hear my advice, Yehuda? Akiva, you'll teach a lot, Chevri. You hear my advice, Akiva? Don't bring up the other side, even though you want Daniel Yamaskim. It's dangerous to do. So they'll ask. So let him ask. Well, what about the other side? Say it wasn't what you talk. Say this. You listen. You said such a good point. Maybe once we'll talk about Messinas. What does he want from you? So you can't talk about him. You talk about Messinas. He hits you as reason. So you can only talk about both, and you don't bring a ruach of something. You'll see this in countless areas. If you're talking about Levadai, don't mention that you know people are supposed to give, as if you think the whole world should just be alone. You're like, you're producing hermits. Talk about Levadai as if a guy should be a hermit. Say, but you're supposed to have friendship. Oh. Yeah. That'll be tomorrow, Shmuz. You should give all the learning in 1 minute. I'm talking about Levadai. Let's have a discussion. Rebelli, you ask him? I think it's important. I think people make this mistake because they're worried. They're in there, oh, somebody's going to ask this. Just talk about Levada. You pound it. Yes, if you're with me. That's why I have no proof to what I'm saying. That this thing, everything has to be from the Torah. I just say it's obvious to me that balance means you have both midas to the end of the world. So that's the Derech HaMemotza. So then speak about this to the end of the world. Beautiful. Rav Eli, the fact that we have him here, the fact that I should tell him privately too, the fact that he has, it's a Rebbe and you're sitting and learning with humility, with tremendous humility, sitting and learning. It's a game changer. It's a different yeshiva. Rav Eli said that anybody who learns Torah knows what I'm saying. You know, yes, where's your raya, Daniel? Anything I ever learned is the raya. That's how, if you study Torah, it says a statement. Yeah, that's why when you speak, a guy will come with a chazal. But chazal say, you're schlugged up. I'll show you a different chazal. You're studying something, the whole Torah works, it's divrei Torah. Niyim b'makom acher, asherim b'makom acher. Why every place it says this doesn't have the counter of that? Because it's teaching this. And your job is to know Torah and to be able to figure out each lesson. So the Torah is my raya, Rav Eli. So that's why it's a li niyim rev learning. I agree with you fully. So a Mishnah gets me, Shmuley. There's a Mishnah that always gets me. The Mishnah in Avay says, "Im ein ani li mili, be into yourself. Im ein ani li, if I'm not for myself, who's for me? I'm like a five, maybe because twos, my anagram numbers struggle with martyrdom. I am like turned off by martyrdom. The worst line somebody could tell me, they don't even know. You're like, I'd rather you tell me a lot of bad things. If a guy says to me, I'm the Kani Reilam Abba, you're like taking a knife. I'd rather you beat me in basketball than tell me that. That's how far. Because I'm the Kani Reilam Abba means you're a martyr. It means your Olam Hazeh is horrid, but at least your Olam Hazeh will be good. I always think that we're in the middle of intense, we're just in the middle of a TABC game. I'm like loving every minute. We're like, when Yisrael hit that three, it was like, that the free throw, Hootie's dry, dishes to JD for a bucket. Ooh, the crowd, buckets. I'm thinking of all, I'm sitting there like thinking of all the voices. I'm the Kani Reilam Abba. I think during an intense volleyball tournament, like it's 14 up, I finally, for the first time, was on Shlomo Guri's team, and he like willed us to a victory. and then guys, I'm a Kani Reilam Abba, we're partying. And I don't like martyrdom. Take care of yourself. It's irreligious. It means I'm jealous of your world to come. It means you have it so bad here. At least you. So that's just silliness. And to me, a person who's a martyr, it's very big turnoff to me. Very big turnoff. People have like, haven't seen my family in months. I say, get a beer, get a vacation. I remember seeing a man. I promise, whenever I passed by him, he was a very like spiritual guy who ended up falling tremendously. He had a big position in Klal Yisrael, and he ended up having a terrible yirida. I had a joke. You know, you have jokes with yourself and you just chuckle, but you can't tell anybody. I had a joke whenever I saw this man needs a friend and a beer. That was my joke. I always told it to myself and I chuckled. Needs a friend and a beer. I just saw the guy needs a beer and a friend. Like chill out. Martyrdom is not, if I'm not to myself, who is to me? Take care of yourself. And the Mishnah has a tremendous spiritual value of self-care. Now, any midah in the Torah, any mitzvah in the Torah could be shaloi lishma, some of the most selfish people on planet Earth. So good, any mitzvah, you could shake a lulav shaloi lishma, you could do it lishma. But of course, taking care of oneself is spiritual. Goimel nasha is simple, it's a pasuk. Taking care of your body is ish chassid. The main kindness is to your own body. Hillel was showering. His Talmidim said, we only see doing mitzvahs. And they saw him showering. Awkward. He said, goimel nasha ish chassid. I'm taking care of my body. Being good to yourself is spiritual. I detest the word spirituality. I have a lot of hates. Rav Shustel comes, this guy's like just mad at everything. What's wrong with this dude? Okay, a lot. But the kitzer is, so the bottom line is, if I don't take care of me, who takes care of me? Your achrayus is to take care of yourself. Good, beautiful speech. Then the Tana does what angers some very angry person named Dan Kalish, who has a lot of like dislikes. And the Tana says, she lost me money, but make sure you care about other people. Oh, it was such a good speech about self-care. You were bringing it. We were on fire. I picture the Tana like being afraid of the guy who lines up after says, what about caring about others? Oh. Why do you do that? It's such a great speech. End the Mishnah. Stop. Take it home. You have to like, but don't be selfish. Like, come on. Like that. So that guy got in his head too, the Tana. I thought it was like a new invention. They also used to wait online, the guy who ends up in the end. But what about the other side? Oh, come on. Come on. What about the other side? I hear, I know. So that's a different speech. Yet in the same Mishnah, Ein ani li milk sheni la'atzmi money. I don't think that Mishnah is about contrast at all. I don't think it's a different muscle. And I think the purpose of every human being is to give. Like Reb Chaim Balazhin said, like Nivra Adam Lahayol Achriti, a person was only created to do for another person. And all of our job is to take care of our machines so we could be there for others. You know, many parents come with advice and they ask a Rav, a Rebbe, or somebody, I'm worn now, what should I do? My kid is beating the stuffings, I'm struggling, I can't manage. You know the answer usually is that the parents should do a better self-care? You all have mission. You know how hard it is to care for a family emotionally, physically, to be there to a family? And if you don't know how to take care of yourself, then you can't take care of your family because there's no healthy you to take care of your family. If you don't know how to give yourself a good ball game and take good care of yourself and refresh yourself and go on a walk and walk back, I laugh. People think vacation, you can go on for vacation, you need about 12. I once like thought to myself how much time a guy needs. I have two sheets from 12 to 36 hours is my sheet to honest. How long a guy, probably everybody's different. I think slow people are 36 hours, quick ones are 12. I think any time after is a waste of time. But you could argue, maybe another guy needs 72 hours. My hashara, honest, so you need 12 to 36 hours of just... But if you don't know how to rejuvenate and refresh and encourage it, everybody's different. And if you don't listen to me, if you need 5 months, so take 5 months. It doesn't matter what I say. It matters that you have the capacity for self-care because you're designed to be a machine to bring goodness to the world. You're designed to bring goodness to the world. One day you're supposed to take care of a family. You're going to say, I love you. A guy, I love you means you make me feel good. A yid, I love you means I'm going to take care of you no matter how you make me feel. How do you say that? How are you taking care of somebody? How do you sign a ksuba? Are you out of your mind? You sign that you're taking care of somebody physically and emotionally the rest of your life? Are you nuts? What does that mean? You committed. You're a liar if you don't take good care of your wife. How do you commit to that? The answer is only because you know how to take care of yourself. If you don't know how to take care of yourself, don't sign that document. Learn how to take good care of yourself. Healthy, healthy. A healthy guy goes to play ball for his wife and children. He goes to play ball for his wife and kids. He wants to be a healthy giver. Of course. It's not two things. Im ein ani li mili, kshani latzmi ma'ani is one sugi of ani. It's just a big mission about ani. The ani that's expansive, that belongs to the world. That Yisrael tells Moshe, you'll be worn out, and that's normal to tell Moshe. Of course, that's what first Moshe thinks. Moshe is only about the people. The first thing to tell him is he's going to be worn out. He's like, whoa. The news, the air from the world's going to be worn out? Please tell me about that. That's the first thing you tell the selfless man. Reb Yisrael Salanter, who trained his Talmidim to be selfless, tells him, you're a davener, is this good for you? How do you even know if that's your task? Understand you and understand, is that the best expression of you? You're a davener. I can hear both Stadim. I can hear saying that a million people under you, what a powerful, who do you want better than a davener? You care, you're connected. That's what a davener b'shrusha is. Only a davener should be in charge of a million people. I can hear saying that maybe it's a certain type of focus, a davener, and this is, a davener is, I can't figure out, he ended up being Rabbi Yisrael Petelberg, that's his name. So clearly a davener, so I don't want to figure out the other tzad. But the only question is about, is the you designed for this? You have to know the you. So Rabbi Yisrael said, you're a davener. Is this how a davener looks? He was all about his job for the world. He just has to know what he is. Is what he is the job for the world? That's the question. They don't have a separation between my needs. I'm balancing my... There's no my needs. I'm meant for the world, so I take care of that which is meant for the world. It's if you get an oil change on your car, you're being selfish. I bring my car for an oil change. View yourself as my car got a little selfish. It won't make the next trip to Hillel or DRS or anywhere else if it doesn't get oil changes. That's how a car gives to others. You fill it with gas. Are you now like the car is getting selfish? You fill the car with gas. That's how it gives rides. It's not the counter. It's not a counter. It's one path of life. The nachas to watch all season, JD has been on the team, and all season running to games, and he could have said, I'm not getting so much time, and he comes out today, defends, offense, defense, every aspect. That's a life's midah, JD. That's a life's midah. Hang in there. Bring it. The crowd screaming, buckets. They said JD buckets. It's too like cumbersome. Buckets, buckets. They were doing like JD buckets. It was too much in a chant. It didn't go in there. Buckets. I was like, my day was filled with buckets, buckets. Excellent. Ah, that was love there. The crowd cheering buckets. Here, the JD dumped in another one. Amazing, amazing. Great playing, JD. Great win. Yeah. I think that's what Yisrael is saying to Moshe Rabbeinu. Novel tibol gamata gamam. You tell the most selfless person, you will be worn out. Gamata, you'll be worn out. Is of course Moshe Rabbeinu. There's no self. The self is that which gives to the people. If the self is not, if this is not good for self, so the self is what's dedicated to the tzibur. Then he has to figure out the better way of doing it. I think that's what Yisrael is saying. That's the only way I can understand it. So I wanted to share this understanding. I think it's very relevant to each of us in our own journeys. How do you find your job without is by understanding the world within. It's not like you're battling to understand and you find from without. It's one and the same. It's one and the same. We started about being nice about Chaveri. I have come to realize if I'm not attuned to my own insecurity, my own world within, then I can't be sensitive to his world within. Our Avaida from within is the same and matches our Avaida from without. It's one and the same. Novel Tibel Gamata Gamma'am. Your Avaida within matches what you're supposed to do externally. Eureka. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehiyah B'dvarei.
Amen.
Does a lefty hold it with his left? When you make a bracha, you hold it in your right hand. I hold, I'm ambidextrous, but I put tefillin on as a righty. But my left hand is what I like using, but I write with my right hand, my fine motor. So maybe I should have put it in my right hand to make the bracha. Ken sign. I put on as a righty. So I put on my left hand because I write with my right hand. But my left hand is in many ways stronger. My left hand stronger. I always clarify with box. Thankfully, I don't, but I'm not sure. I wouldn't even know which way I box. It would be confusing. One second. You write? How'd that happen? The pashtus by me, I'm a righty. I'm a righty. I happen to be left-footed. When we played kickball, I kick with my left foot. I'm absolutely left-footed, which the Gemara says you can be left-footed and right-handed. Yeah, me and some of my kids are all mushkababbled. I'm right-handed and left-footed. It's a little bizarre, but just the way it is. That's for sure. Soccer, I batted with my left foot. That's not kickball. I didn't play much soccer, so I don't know. I said I batted in soccer. I don't think you bat in soccer, but it's kickball. No, I wasn't. I was more tzushtung that your avoda from within matches your chutz. I don't think you could be attentive and sensitive and emotionally present to his thing if you can't be present to your thing. I don't think you can turn on. What? Yeah. What? Yeah, put on your own. Very good, John. It's so interesting. I always love our chevra. I feel like so close to the guys after that game. We just like cheered. Because me and Shalom are like brothers. Like, Morty on the mic was delightful. You got the whole place. A big turning point to the game is when Morty went with Aryeh on the mic. They were outstanding. Maish was going to... Morty brought such a chiss. You rallied us. Good game, no? You enjoyed? Then the crowd cheering thing for Maish Hecht, enjoying Maishla. Excellent. I feel me and Shalom, I feel so close. I felt tight before. We just like put our all. How tired are we, Shalom, from that game? You have more kaychas. You can play a second game. I play one game, I'm out. Enjoyed, Shalom? Very, very. Me and Hudi want to say, whoever said he can't go left, take that. He went left, he kept going. The chemistry, JD and Hudi. That's chemistry. Two roommates. They're roommates. DBL also, it's true. Are they they're teammates? It's true. A lot of chemistry. They had some looks together. Excellent, JB. Mishalom, you enjoyed? What'd you say? Ask him, no? To start getting, we should get other people down here too. He says it the way it is. Do you think that we're going to have Rav Shustel here and we're not... Rav Olshin here. I said a different issue. Rav Olshin here and we're not going to sing a song. But you're going to be surprised what song we're going to sing. Did Hashem Malei Rachmim hit Lakewood yet? I'm going to give you a song, but you have to bring it back to Lakewood. Deal? I want to know in BMG, do they sometimes stop Seder and start singing Hashem Malei Rachmim? At least at the end of Seder. This song, if you can bring it back to Lakewood, I'm going to give you... I do high keys. Guys, though, I don't know why nobody's been masking. Me and Johnny go the highest. I'm doing it high. Follow along. Hashem alei rachamim rachim alayay v'kabel tachanunay. Hashem alei rachamim rachim alayay v'kabel.
Rachim alai, Rachim alai.
Daven, you have needs. Daven for shidduchim for each other. Parnasa, yishuv adas. Daven, pray. There's a place of prayer right here. This table, there's a lot of Torah going down this table. Pray, pray. Daven tashem, b'makim rina shamte tefila. A place of Torah is a place of prayer. Pray. This yeshiva is a place of prayer. I'll tell you a story. I'm going to end with a story. I said over the story this morning. It's on my mind today. I'll tell you a story. I get a call, I'm in Eretz Yisrael for the Shabbos year, true story. There's a Yid, a Talmud Chacham, he's a Talmud of Reb Chatzkel. And I get a call from his son, Erev Shabbos Kodesh in Eretz Yisrael, that my father wants to say he's sorry, he's not well, and the walk to the gathering is too hard for him. So he wants to tell you he won't be there, but he's very much with you and appreciative of the Chevra, the gathering, but he won't come Friday night, Shui. Friday night, we're middle of the Einig Shabbos Kodesh, and in shuffles this Tzaddik, who said he's not coming. Walks to the front, he's not well, long walk. Walks in, not like a dramatic person. I asked him to speak, a Tzaddik. He spoke very low, it was very hard to hear. Few people in the front heard. Then he spoke very short, didn't want to take up anybody's time. And he whispers, probably this old person, not so well, he said, probably wondering why I'm here. Mm-hmm. Said you're not coming, you're here. Probably wondering why. He starts telling me, this is not a funny person, not an exaggerate. He says that I have a lot of tzaras in my life and elaborates the tzara. Elaborates on the tzara. He said that I want to pray and I look to pray for my family. He said this room, he said, if you teach Torah to a ben amaretz, if a guy's father is not a Talmud Chacham, the Marsha says, the Teva, he brings the expression, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, it's a Marsha, Pehei, and Bamitziah. An Amaretz's son, by all nature, should be an Amaretz. If you teach Torah to an Amaretz's son, means you don't believe in nature. You think people are capable of supernatural. You don't say, naturally, I have challenges, this. No, you fight, you overcome. You don't say, I went through this, you believe in supernatural. Kipetia, you become like the mouth of Hashem. If there's a gzeira, you could be mevatel gzeira. A gzeira is the teva olam. This is what Hashem puts going to be. But you don't believe in nature. You rise above your nature. You're capable of supernatural. It's a malbim. The malbim says that if you act with kedusha, Hashem says mala ani aleichem kilu kedashta maisi. You make me kadosh. You acting with kedusha says the malbim means you go more than your nature, more than your body. You push. You don't just say, I went through this, so forget it. You push higher. Hashem Kedusha means Nisim. There's a Teva Olam, means he shows himself. Same way you bring out your essence, he brings out his. Yizaychatan Haganisis, you see Nisim. Said, I came to this room, I want to pray in this room. My aunt this minute is having a surgery. My aunt is having a surgery as we speak, a triple bypass, a wonderful, Shalom's aunt also. Wonderful lady, Tzadekis, a wonderful person. And she's having a triple bypass as we speak. Esther Basleya, Shalom's aunt, and my aunt, we're cousins, we share an aunt. And our aunt is having a bypass, triple bypass as we speak. Don't just, we're praying, we're not singing. If you're singing, so you wonder, why do we say over the, we're saying it again and again. No, I would pray, well, I'm praying for different things. I haven't prayed for the same thing. We're praying. It's a beautiful prayer, beautiful prayer. So I'm asking, let's pray again. And maybe you also can have in mind, there's Chos Refuah Shleim, the Torah we learned, and the prayers. It's Chos Refuah Shleim. But pray, B'Sayach Shayach for all Chayli Yisrael. B'Sayach Shayach amongst all the Chaylim of Klal Yisrael. She as well should be healed. You don't single out one person. It's not a good idea. That's why we say B'Sayach Shayach. You always want to be part of a nation. Singled out is not healthy for anybody. So when you daven for anybody you care, put in Hashem should heal all chaylim. All chaylim, we're part of a people. It's a schus to be part of a people. So daven for Esther Basleya amongst all the chaylim of Klal Yisrael that need refuah, should have refuah shleima. Hashem aleichem rachim olayayah.
V'kabel tachanuno. Hashem olay rachamim rachim olayayo. V'kabel tachanuno. Let's go.
Next door, second Seder here. He said that he walked in, the Sadik walked long distance. He said he came to pray. It's a Makom Tefillah. The Yid came and joined guys who are putting in and overcoming. And he came, he's not joking, he traveled far, a sick person who's not well and old, and he came. He said, I just came, I want to pray. He prayed there and then he left. And then he walked a long distance back and he came to be with the Chevra because he felt it's a Makom Tefillah, Mincha next door, second city.